Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade kicks off at 9 tomorrow morning. The balloon inflation about to begin. It's happening between noon and 6 this afternoon on the Upper West Side. The new balloon joining the lineup includes, the new balloons, that is, joining the lineup. They include Stuart the One-Eyed Minion from Despicable Me 2, the animated sensation Bluey, and a new Diary of a Wimpy Kid balloon. 1010 Winds is the official radio station of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. As for the getaway, it's estimated that 54.6 million people will hit the roads, up 1.5% from last year. You are not going to be alone. Our Glenn Shuck is already out there this morning talking to holiday travelers braving the Garden State Parkway.
Very busy before dawn here in the Garden State Parkway, including the James Gandolfini rest area. People stopping to fill up. $3.90 a gallon, by the way, for regular. I spoke with Rich on his 12th stop delivering for Dunkin' Donuts, and he'll be working Thanksgiving Day, too.
Originally, I live in Pennsylvania. In Poconos.
So Thanksgiving for you is work. So.
Of course, yeah. Every holiday.
But I guess in terms of that, are you happy to still, you know, a lot of people are happy that they have a job, I guess.
Of course, so I'm happy. I enjoy my job. You know, it's every day it's something different. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Thank you so much.
AAA's Robert Sinclair telling us that it will get very busy after 3 p.m. today, and then get ready for the weekend.
Sunday, beginning at noon, it starts to pick up. After 3 p.m., it's hammer time. And I've heard of trips that might normally take 4 hours, take 8 or 9 hours if you leave after 5 p.m. on Sunday on return day.
Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, a 92.3 FM, on the Parkway in Montvale.
Well, if someone from the Geek Squad calls or emails you, be aware. Scammers are now pretending to work for Best Buy and targeting people right now with phony offers to provide tech support. They ask you to call back a number or give access to your computer, and then they rip you off. The Federal Trade Commission also putting out a warning on its website. More violence to report underground today. Two stabbings. They happened last night at two different Manhattan subway stops.
The latest one last night around 10:30 on a Brooklyn-bound L train, now being investigated as a possible hate crime. Police say the suspect allegedly made anti-Muslim remarks when slashing a woman across the cheek. He then slashed a Good Samaritan who tried to intervene. The victim's taken to Bellevue in stable condition. This is transit crime up 35% over last year as of Sunday. Strap hanger Omar says he's not worried about it.
It looked pretty safe to me. I really don't know. I heard about things happen, but so far, I feel okay.
This even amid another stabbing a half hour before the Union Square incident. Police say one man stabbed another on an F train and again on the platform in Herald Square. That victim also stable at Bellevue. The suspects in both incidents still at large. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Union Square.
Well, the NYPD releasing a video this morning of the guy who used a crutch to randomly strike a 12-year-old in Brooklyn. It happened just before 8 in the morning last Thursday as the boy was walking alone near St. Paul's Place in Prospect Park South. Police say the suspect slammed the boy in the face with a crutch and stormed off, the child suffering a deep cut on his head. The suspect's photo is going to be posted on 1010winds.com. An alleged scam artist in Brooklyn has pleaded guilty to cheating various programs out of thousands of dollars. 28-year-old Tatiana Daniel lied about being a healthcare worker in order to get free hotel rooms for herself and others, allegedly scamming the city's hotel isolation program with phony test results. She even went so far as to advertise the sale of the hotel rooms on Facebook. Another one of her scams was to forge COVID-19 test results, both positive and negative, for people to buy and then use, allegedly. Daniel is also accused of helping people get unemployment benefits and COVID-19 relief loans that they weren't really eligible for. She's facing up to 5 years behind bars for conspiracy to commit wire fraud. She also has to forfeit over $100,000 and pay over $400,000 in restitution. Well, a warning from police about a robbery crew that's been targeting club goers in Lower Manhattan. At least seven victims have wound up dead.
Police believe these suspects befriend people inside of bars and, in these cases, have been drugging their drinks or offering drugs to patrons outside. Then they rob the drug victims of phones and money and jewelry. In a number of these cases, the victims have ended up dead somehow. An active investigation is ongoing to find out exactly what is happening. Scary, says Tom.
It's something you have to be careful of. And in the meantime, you just have to be aware of your surroundings and don't travel alone and make sure you're with people you trust and having your back.
And while incidents we've been reporting in Hell's Kitchen appear to target gay men, in these cases, men and women have been victims. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Chambers Street.
Meanwhile, police say they've busted up a robbery crew that's been targeting delis and gas stations in Brooklyn and Queens for nearly a month. 23-year-old Reginald Williams, 22-year-old Daquan Cooper, and 39-year-old Calvin Scantleberry were arrested Sunday after they allegedly robbed a Gulf gas station on the corner of Skillman Avenue and 39th Street in Sunnyside, Brooklyn. Investigators say they had targeted more than a dozen businesses since their crime spree began back on October 30th. Each time they'd walk into a deli or gas station, flash guns and demanded cash, lottery tickets, and packs of Newport cigarettes, according to police. Charges are now pending against the trio, according to authorities. Well, first, Aaron Judge broke that long-standing home run record this past season. Then he nabbed the MVP, and now the Yankee slugger has another honor. He's one of the sexiest men alive. That is according to People magazine, which has released a preview of the cover from its 2022 Sexiest Man Alive issue. Judge comes in at number 4 on this year's list behind George Clooney, Kendrick Lamar, and the top sexiest man this time around, actor Chris Evans.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.